Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house, baby.
It's the In My House Bird Wrestling Podcast.
Why do they start like that?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucked it up.
You know, like
I was ending the show. That's it.
Here we
are. You're not getting another go at that.
Yeah. Fuck. Sorry, guys. Hey, guys. Not batting 1,000 today, but welcome to the show. It's Scotty Villa, Monday Night Mike, UK Tom, back from Toyota Land. Welcome back, Tom.
Tom.
I was in Toronto, not Japan.
Yeah, but they got Toyota. Well,
we just
Toronto.
Assumed it was a conference in Toronto.
Exactly. So you're a big fan of joining their conferences. So there you go. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's been an interesting week in the world of pro wrestling, in my opinion. We've got a big pay-per-view this weekend that might get bombed, maybe. I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
I don't know. There's a lot of people worried. The company's not worried. They're still sending people over to Saudi Arabia for Night of Champions, which if you're in Saskatchewan starts at 11 a.m. on Saskatchewan on Saturday time. So that's coming up this week. Holy fuck. I butchered that too. I said on Saskatchewan Man. Saturday time.
You did. Have you had a stroke?
Holy
guys, I'm going to be very honest with you. Basically from the moment I woke up, I've been irritated as fuck. And worked my ass off today.
Standard.
And just nothing hit, nothing worked the way it's supposed to today, and I'm just fucking irritated. And usually this is my fucking here we go with my guys, we're talking pro wrestling on the pod, and apparently I'm still just a fucking mess right now. So
I mean, to be fair, have we ever done a recording for the show where one of us isn't irritated?
Ooh, that's a great question.
You know what? I'm always in a great mood.
I was gonna say it's not usually Mike,
which is wild.
Oh man, I usually am too. Like that, I'm like fucking here we go, and I've been looking forward to this all day. So yeah, sorry for being just a bit of a mess here, but yeah, wrestling's fun. Fucking love wrestling. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Love doing the show. We've got. Yeah. Night of Champions coming up. We've got the In My House pod night out this Friday in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan for Reaper Wrestling. Very excited about that. Goldberg's back still. He's still a
We're
thing.
Still doing this?
Yep.
Move on. So, fucking Bill Goldberg. You know we're going to talk about, Scotty? We'll lighten the load on you just because you've had a tough day.
Ooh,
audience knows he's had a tough day. I'm more curious about UK Tom's dad.
Okay.
I'm very curious about UK Tom's dad.
Papa Tom? Papa UK?
We always hear that the wrestling companies are looking for the casuals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight, my dad has issues sleeping. It's currently 2:00 in the morning in the UK, and he's discovered a new wrestling promotion.
Oh.
in his head.
Rev Pro, or what are we talking here?
No, he's discovered that AEW exists.
Okay. All right.
So my dad is, he's not a wrestling fan. He is aware of WWE and could name you some of the Attitude Era guys, because obviously I watched it all the time and he was sometimes there. So I get a text from my dad, just says, Tom, they have a cheap shit version of WWE on TV right now. It's called AEW. I am watching it. Do you know it? And I said, yes, it's the number two company in the world right now. It's been around since 2019-ish. And his response made me laugh out loud. It would appear they are number two by a very long way. Why do they not have a crowd?
Wow. Wow, that's the first thing
I said, I went to their show in Regina last year or whenever it was. They are owned by a cokehead billionaire who doesn't care about making money, just loves wrestling and does whatever he wants. He said, you can tell. He said, I'm watching. Somebody is called Speedboat.
Speedboat?
I said, that's Speedball. He's very good. Why does Speedboat not wear shoes?
It's a great question.
What else did he say?
I hope one of the texts was just followed up. Scratch that. Promotion's great. Just saw the Megasys.
Well, yeah. The text I got a little while later, surprised he was still watching.
Nice.
Who is Megan Bain? I like her.
Us too, Papa Tom.
Welcome to wrestling. Hell of a follow on.
His next observation was, who is Queen Animator? Also, he then said, why can Thunder Rosa only paint half her face?
Valid point. She might be a righty.
He then said, how many fucking women are in this match? He then said, we'll tell you who wins if I can work it all out. And he said, eventually, this is shit, turning it off. So apparently, that's what the casuals think of AEW.
Papa UK speaking truth.
A segment with Tom's dad every month where I just want Tom to send a picture of a wrestler to Tom's dad and say, who is this?
That's amazing.
That would be really look it up, just who is this?
That would be really funny. Also, do you know what would be really fun? And I might actually do it when I next go home. Mm-hmm. If I make him watch some GCW.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
there you go.
There's a team called the Garbage Daddies. You gotta get that.
The Garbage Daddies.
He would definitely be asking why there's no crowd.
And why it's in a parkade.
Yeah.
Because fuck it.
Oh man, that's great. Papa UK, you popped the boys. Well done. Well done. Love that. Just raw honesty. Who are these fucking people? And why isn't there anyone watching this?
I mean, the Speedboat one, I think, made me laugh the most.
Oh, man.
As much as I love Mike Bailey, that made me laugh.
That's great.
Also, Queen Animator.
Queen Animator.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
But, well,
so good.
Well, Mike and I will handpick some Megan Bain pictures that you can send to your dad. So, just to get more reference.
If I do the send him a wrestler and ask him who he is, I've thought of the first person I'm going to send him.
Who?
Beast Mortis.
Yes. The lawyer.
Mr. Iguana.
I'd say too, just say, what do you think this person's name is?
Yeah.
I don't want them searching the internet.
Yeah.
What do you think this person's name is?
Oh, that would be funny.
You've got an assignment now, Tom, because that's fantastic.
That's great start to the show.
Great start. I'm going to bog everything down with John Cena.
Perfect. You're the last person I want to hear talk about John Cena right now.
I don't want to ever talk
about John Cena. I can't hear him talk about John Cena.
I want him to fucking go away. He needs to go away. The clock isn't ticking fast enough on this guy's fucking retirement tour. It needs to go. It needs to go. It needs to be gone. It needs to stop. I don't like it. I hate it. It's all been trash.
But you love that pipe bomb.
Up until Friday.
Shut the fuck up.
Up until Friday.
This is in the Sami Zayn fucking realm of you shit on John Cena. You can't just be like, wow, hell of a job out there, John.
Oh, no. I can't be mature and evolved enough on this podcast to see.
No, you said I couldn't do that when I had nice things to say about Sami Zayn.
Yeah, recorded. So,
No.
Check the tape.
Completely different. Completely different.
How is it completely different?
Because because it makes me sound better than you. That's why.
All right.
I watched the John Cena pipe bomb on Friday Live, and the first thing I text is, I fucking hate John Cena, but he killed that promo on SmackDown. And he did. To the point where I'm like, where was this the whole time? That should have been one like that style of I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be a dick. I'm going to throw everything back in your face in a non-pouty, whiny way that he has been doing. That should have been from the jump. I'm not saying he's going to do pipe bomb and anything like that every single promo, but that style should have been done since day one for John Cena. It would have been better if he wasn't wearing all the Fruity Pebble bullshit. A complete change with that style of attitude. What I think has someone like me more invested in what he's doing. Cause up until now it's been garbage. It's been trash.
You're saving it for this. Like it only works here with Punk. Like that promo only works in this story.
That specific one, but the idea of him taking shots like he did, the attitude, the way he did the promo, that could have been done from day one. He could have been a more greater than everybody heel compared to I'm whiny and greater than the whiny John Cena. I can't stand it.
You couldn't stand John Cena in any variety, any way he came out. You hate John Cena.
True, but I enjoyed him on Friday. And I'm an evolved enough person to say that.
Shut the fuck up. No. No, you're not. I won't stand for it.
I even tweeted
But I do agree. I think that promo was awesome. And I think there's like that split too, because, you know, wrestling Twitter. Mm-hmm. But like, fucking cheap way to do this promo. I'm like, what were you expecting? I was definitely expecting this when they got into the Punk program. I hate how quick it's happening. Like, I really do. Like, I think this is the program for John Cena that probably could have went longer than... Yeah, like, probably should have been, right?
I agree. Probably.
Now it's getting scary to be like, how is this thing going to wrap up?
It's going to wrap up with Cody getting the fucking title back.
That's right, baby!
But we're waiting 6 months for that?
Survivor Series.
Yeah, I guess, hey?
Because it's not going to be at whatever the December pay-per-view is. It used to be TLC, but that's not a thing anymore.
Well, so the rumors were that they're having a pay-per-view called Ruthless Aggression and in Boston, and that'll be Cena's sign-off because that's where he's from. His thing. It's Ruthless Aggression era that he's kicked off in before it became PG. So that's what all the dirties have been saying for a while now. That's going to be his final night in December.
Did you see that Matt Cardona responded at a GCW show on Sunday?
I saw the tweet where he just said, hey, at John Cena. I didn't know he responded at a GCW show.
Yeah, he was cutting a promo. It wasn't much of a response. He was cutting a promo before his match, and he sat on the top rope like Cena did the exact same wave. I'm just like, hey, John Cena.
Oh, so he didn't put any thought into a terrible match.
You also see in... Matt Cardona's interview with that idiot that I don't like. I can't remember his name.
Monday Night Mike?
Chris. No, Chris. Chris Van Bleed.
Chris Van Bleed?
Yeah, him.
Canadian.
One of the one of the original ideas for Matt Cardona's mystery opponent at the Hammerstein was GCW was John Cena.
Oh, really?
And they were texting about it a little bit, and Cena was on board, but then he couldn't do it because of dates and things.
Interesting. But would have been cool.
That would have been a lot of. That would have been fun.
Would have been better than what massive. We got.
It would have been better than what we got. Even I thought that was shit. Like Microman.
Yeah, they're like, boy, we really traded up from John Cena to Microman.
Hey, it could have been Mr. Iguana.
Oof, there you go. Iguana, man.
God damn it. Now I'm in a fucking bad mood. I don't get it.
That's your Halloween costume, Mike.
No!
Mr. Iguana. You have to shave your head.
Fucking
no,
never.
No, don't, Mike. Please don't ever shave your head.
Don't, because it won't come back. That's no, happened to me.
Yeah. Don't even cut your hair. Grow it out, pal. Grow it out.
Just a long, luscious lock.
Yeah, right. We'll get into
donate. What? Donate what to doing? Scott and I.
Yeah, so
bald ass bitches.
We'll get into our Night of Champion picks between John Cena and CM Punk in a little bit here, because we've got that weekend, that pay-per-view coming up this weekend, which, man, I'm feeling weird just with the amount of talk of Saturday Night Main Event, with Goldberg and all that stuff coming up. I feel like all that stuff's happening this weekend, but it's just Night of Champions this weekend. Yes. So that SmackDown and Night of Champions are in Saudi Arabia Monday.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Monday, Raw will be on Netflix at like 4 p.m. Saskatchewan time, 6 p.m. Eastern. They're doing a double taping. They're doing Raw and SmackDown the same night because they're giving the talent the long weekend in the States off. So it's July 4th.
Talent now. Work one day a week. Go to work on Friday.
Man, UK Tom.
No,
you know what working climate we're in.
No,
this is the guy who wants kayfabe to come back. No,
exactly. Work six days a week, fuckers.
People can't even go into the office 5 days a week. Most people work from home now. Like it's just that's the post COVID world we're in now, where people are getting to work where just it works, and there people are getting time off because pretty much before that everyone was overworked and having to work from home all the time on. Time off and days off and nights off after work, like it's a different world now. So I'd like to see how shows come back. We were texting and talking about Monday Night Raw and the King and Queen of the Ring qualifiers on Raw last night, and Tom, you were talking about Jade Cargill and her match with Roxanne Perez, and you'd pointed out, and I believe I saw your tweet as well, about this is where house shows are needed. Someone like Jade, who needs reps and is good and getting better, but we're not seeing an improvement as fast as we'd hoped or thought. House shows could help that situation instead of just working in the PC or at Flatbacks or wherever people are training these days down in Tampa. But I do agree house shows do need to come back to help wrestlers that need those reps.
Yeah, for sure they do. Speaking of reps, we got Reaper Wrestling on Friday.
That's right.
I'm excited.
This Friday, Reaper Wrestling. You better come or you're going to die. Reaper Wrestling.
Hey, rest when dead.
That's right. Go buy a t-shirt.
Rest when dead.
Tom, we got a nice little card that they've announced so far. I don't know if they've announced every match, but what do we got so far?
Well, so far we've got six, which is a pretty good number. So we've got Crazy Steve from TNA fame, who I'm looking forward to seeing live for the first time, teaming with the Fifth Dimension, Thelonious.
Oh, God!
Against...
In the camp of I don't fucking get it.
They will be taking on Mike McSugar, who I've never seen live before.
He's fun.
And
He's
Levi very... Knight. Mike McSugar and Levi Knight, who I was hoping to never see live again.
I'm between a rock and a fucking hard place.
Yeah, you got at least it's not Thelonious and Levi on the same team. That would probably
that would make my night easy, man. That's easy hatred.
That's true.
Now I gotta support Levi Knight because I sure as fuck am not getting down with the Fifth Dimension. Everyone's gonna assume I'm on mushrooms or I'm getting weeded again. Can't have it.
Well,
I can't have it.
I'm more on board with Thelonious than the last time I saw him. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing him and Steve as a team. I think that'll be fun.
And what a mix.
And I've never seen Mike McSugar before, and I always like seeing new people. So
that's Mike is a lot of fun. I'm pumped that he's going to be at Reaper. I haven't seen him in a while. He does a lot of work in ringside wrestling here in Regina, but I loved it. He's getting this booking out in Reaper Wrestling. Fifth Dimension. I'm going to watch. I'm slightly hooked.
What is happening to this podcast?
We need Thelonious and Mr. Iguana and to take on. I can't think of people that Mike doesn't like.
I think Fifth Dimension, when he gets in the ring with Mike McSugar, will be a lot of fun. He's got the talking hands. Mike McSugar does a lot of stuff with his dick area. It's a lot of fun.
We've also got Crazy Steve, just to make it a little bit weirder. Steve.
Yeah, to me, I've never seen Crazy Steve live. I'm pumped for it. He cut a really, really, really good promo on social media the other day.
That was awesome.
So very excited for that. What else we got?
We then got Jesse Biba, who we really liked at the first show, apart from his cutoff gear made Scott very angry.
Just tight talking shit to that guy.
Jesse Bieber versus Cannonball Kelly with
Johnny Two Fingers,
manager guy. Thank you,
Johnny Two Fingers.
That's right.
Write that down. But
another match. Holy fuck!
I'm looking forward to this.
Boo these guys out of the building.
I can't. I liked Jesse Bieber, so I'm glad to see him again.
Curious about how this match goes. Mike and I have seen Cannonball Kelly for like fucking 15-20 years in this area wrestling, so and Johnny Two Fingers is nothing but pure entertainment. So
he was great, he really is, man.
He knows his character, he knows what he's got to do to get the crowd going either at him or with him. So looking forward to this one.
The next one I'm really looking forward to, and I think could be a show stealer, and that is Ace Austin, formerly of TNA, versus Michael Allen Richard Clark.
This will steal the show. It's Michael Allen Richard Clark versus Ace Austin. This is going to be fucking awesome. We saw Michael Allen Richard Clark against Tommy Billington at the debut show of Reaper Wrestling.
That was awesome.
It was fucking awesome. So this is going to be, it's going to steal the show.
There's another match on here that is my other contender for stealing the show. But the next match I'm very intrigued by. So there's Sidney Steele, who we all liked from the first show, the big guy. We liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's facing Bryce Hansen from the Pro Wrestling Noah dojo in Japan.
Yes.
And he's also wrestled a lot in the Ontario area, I believe.
So
I'm looking forward to this.
At the debut episode of Reaper Wrestling, we saw Sidney Steele against Fifth Dimension in that match. And Tom, on our review show that we did the next day, the one thing we were like, well, it was a fun comedy match that we saw Fifth Dimension and Sidney Steele in, but we both really wanted to see what Sidney Steele can do in like a hard hitting wrestling match. And I think we're getting that this time. So very excited about that.
Definitely with somebody from the Noah dojo. That'll be a little snug for sure. And,
like them,
the match I think is going to steal the show, and the one I've been excited for since it was announced, is Jinai Kai versus Miyu Yamashita.
Yes, that's right. That's right, Tom.
Two absolutely fantastic talents who I think are just going to kick the shit out of each other for this entire match. I do have to sidetrack temporarily because the Missouri State Athletic Commission would not let Miyu Yamashita wrestle this weekend for GCW because she does not have a social security number. Fuck off. She's Japanese. This is why athletic commissions are fucking stupid.
America.
In wrestling, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Is the Athletic Commission getting involved in movie stunts and on TV shows and shit? No. They're not.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, Athletic Commissions.
Especially Missouri.
Got them.
But, yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah. Told you guys.
But yeah, Miyu Yamashita and Jinai Kai, going to be very, very good.
Nice.
And then our main event for the Reaper King's Crown Championship in a lumberjack match, which will be fun.
Yeah.
Live in person.
Yeah.
Frankie Kazarian and Sean Moore are our guys.
The lumberjack match, yeah.
I forgot about that. Whatever wrestlers are standing in front of us,
I hope it's Felonious.
You're gonna have fun.
Fuck's sake. It's got Jesse Bieber and fucking Felonious in my goddamn grill.
And the referee's ass. Yeah.
You know what? Power positivity. I'm hoping for big things out of that ref. I hope lessons were learned. Because, I mean, I don't want to lose my voice by the first half saying, get the fuck out of the way.
Agreed.
But also, Reaper Wrestling's a blast. If you haven't got your tickets yet, please get your tickets to Reaper Wrestling in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan this Friday. We will be there eating chicken wings, watching pro wrestling.
This Friday is great for my autograph collection, so that's exciting for me.
Big win.
That's huge. That's huge. Give Reaper a follow on all the socials on YouTube at Reaper Wrestling. You'll find it. And give them a follow. But yeah, go get your tickets now because it's assigned seating, so you don't have to scramble to find seats or race in. Go buy the best seats available, and you're guaranteed to have a fucking blast.
Guys, you will have a blast.
It's so much fun. So much fun. We don't have a ton of time left. Let's get into our picks for Night of Champions happening this weekend. Tom's very upset because there's not a lot of championship matches on Night of Champions. So
don't fucking call it Night of Champions and then have two fucking title matches.
I'll give you one more minute to let it all out. It's worth it.
Bullshit. Why are there more fucking title matches on SmackDown than there are on a pay-per-view called Night of Fucking Champions?
Excellent.
Rim me.
Well worth it.
There's a candidate for the name of this episode.
Yeah. Rim me.
Quotations around Tom.
All right.
What do we got, Mike?
We've got mine and Tom's favorite, Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
No, give that fucking jabroni is also fighting someone by the name of, I got to read this right. I've never seen this name. Karrion Kross.
And Sami's doing the job. Karrion Kross is going over.
I do think Sami's doing the job.
Wow, you guys are.
Do you do something with Karrion Kross? This is the fucking moment.
Karrion Kross is going over.
I'm going Sami. I think Sami wins this one. I think Sami's got
it. Pick him with your heart.
Yeah. Sami's got
evolved.
This one.
He's evolved, yep. He said.
I was saying today, I just have this feeling that after today, we're not going to see Karrion on like Raw on Monday. He's not going to be a part of the show. They haven't done anything with him. Then we're sporadically getting just a random match.
Then we're starting.
I'm hoping I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I love Karrion Kross. He's my world champion in the video game. It's a lot of fun.
Your video game's fucked.
No, it's not.
You're not selling tickets at all.
Did you have to create Karrion Kross? Because he wasn't just a normal roster, right? Like
ratings are through the roof. All right, what do we got next?
DLC? Or?
What do we got next?
A match I'm not looking forward to at all. Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez in a street fight.
Rhea's going over. They've had very, very good matches in the past, surprisingly, when there's been a gimmick. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. No.
Apart from those Slim Jim tables. Fuck off.
Snap into them.
Yeah, but I'm getting mommy with the pick there, too.
Yeah. Rhea across the board.
Next up, the United States Championship. Jacob Fatu versus Solo Sikoa. I think a match that could steal the show.
I hope so. And I'm going Jacob Fatu, but I'm thinking I might be wrong.
Do you think he's going to lose the title? Do you think there's going to be some sort of schmoz finish where there's a DQ?
I think he might get screwed out of the title to start pushing him more. I'm going Jacob Fatu, even though I think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. It's cool. The werewolf.
Fatu across the board.
The Queen of the Ring Finals, Asuka versus Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill, and I'm not 100% happy about it, but
it's
you know what? I'm picking Asuka.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love the call. I I'm going Jade because I think this was the decision the entire time. I think Jade's been the one to win this Queen of the Ring the entire time. So,
I mean, it helps Jade the most.
Yes,
I have an idea of where they're going, and I'm going to enjoy it if that's where it goes. So it's got to be Jade for my story to plan out.
I have a story as well.
We'll probably kill Jade Cargill.
Ours is probably the same, Scott.
I imagine so.
The
adrenaline
final
in my soul. Something. Cody.
Randy
Rhodes.
Orton versus Cody Rhodes.
I take that Toyota Tom back.
Right there. Not
Cody,
too late.
Cody Rhodes late, is winning. Mate.
I thought you were gonna say it's like, and his entrance includes his wife.
I'm not biting that hook. Not happening.
By the way, happy birthday, Brandy. Happy birthday. It was her birthday this week. Happy birthday to Brandy Rhodes.
Why do you know that?
You know why?
Adrenaline.
Cody Rhodes' biggest
in
fan.
My soul.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Holy but yeah, fuck, I mean, it's Cody.
Cody Rhodes.
Be pretty fucking sweet if Randy won.
It would be, but he's not going
to. Before we get to the main event, do you guys think this is actually going to be like a great match?
No.
No, Cody's wrestling.
No, fuck off. This is going to be a very, very, very good match.
If they go old school with it,
I think they
go old school with it, then yes.
I mean, they set the bar fucking like probably too high after the main event on Raw this week. But I think they can do a good job of following it up.
Really?
Yeah. One of the greatest main events in Raw history happened. Cody Rhodes versus Jey Uso. Yeah.
Are you sure?
It was amazing.
It's not worth getting into.
Yeah.
It's not worth getting into.
John Cena versus CM Punk, though.
I'm going Cena. Cena's not losing the title.
I'm also going
right
Cena.
Now.
Cena's not losing the title. And if he was, he's not losing it in Saudi.
No. I also hate that this is happening already.
Yeah.
I really don't like that this is happening already.
Like,
I really wanted them to switch it and that this would be at SummerSlam.
Yeah. But. Yes. Oh, fucking absolutely. Yes.
So
that's where it needed to be.
Did we talk about this on the pod before? Is there a chance that Cena does win it and then wins it back in this run and he becomes an 18-time world champion?
He better not.
I'm saying it's an option. It's out there.
It's an option.
There's also an option that he loses it, wins it, loses it, wins it, loses it, wins it.
I know,
it, wins
right?
It, wins it.
No.
Wouldn't surprise
Don't do any of that. It's when we're turning him back to being a babyface to end the run. Like,
yeah.
That SummerSlam, maybe?
I didn't think that was going to happen, but if the ruthless aggression thing and ending in Boston is true, then he kind of has to.
Yes.
Yeah. Cody's going to win it at SummerSlam, guys. It'll be the greatest SummerSlam of all time. So
it'll be the worst SummerSlam. It'll be worse than SummerSlam 99.
I mean, at that point, then you gotta wrestle Dwayne as your last match. Thrice in a lifetime.
Everyone out there, send us your picks at In My House Pod on all the socials and on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, give us the ratings, all that fun stuff. It helps out the podcast insanely. So feel free to do that for us. We do appreciate it. Enjoy NHL Champions. Get out and support local wrestling wherever you are this weekend and have a lot of fun. For UK Tom, Monday Night Mike, I'm Scotty Villa. This here has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck you.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.